Hello, Nerdy Legion! Today's episode of Comic Talk Headlines is going to be packed full of follow-ups. That's kind of the way of things anymore, though, isn't it? So we're talking about Gears of War movie. We're talking about Legend of the White Dragon, if you're a Power Rangers fan. We're talking about Rebel Moon, Star Wars. We're talking about Batman in the rumor mill, Mephisto in the rumor mill. So much. Let's get into the things. All right, so it's either next week or the week after. We will be skipping the regular episode. So as a heads up, we will talk about it on the live show this weekend, but I need to do a little bit of legitimate housekeeping, and I have a photo gig, so it kind of has to line up with the photo gig. And I can't remember if it's going to be the first week of April or the second week of April, but one of those two is going to be an off week. So we will just have to stretch out all of these shorts and things. There might be a couple of fresh shorts over on the Clips channel and such, but as far as like a main episode, we will be skipping that week and we will be returning. So actually, I think it kind of depends on the client. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm pretty sure he hasn't given me a set date, but I do know it is going to be sometime in the first 2 weeks of April. So there you go. Whoops, as I drop my notes. That is all we have for housekeeping right now. Yeah, let's jump into the news. TV streaming. All right, let's talk about TV news. We have, we're talking about The Orville. We have Willow in the follow-up section. We have Sweet Tooth trailer for season 2 and a bit more. So in follow-ups and corrections, follow-up on Bel-Air, season 3 has been confirmed. Now that season 2 is currently going up onto Peacock, I believe is where that one goes. Now that season 2 is happening, season 3 has been confirmed. They will be coming back for a third season. I dug season 1, have yet to start season 2. I actually didn't technically finish season 1, but it's good. It's good. It's worth a watch. I think I did it as a suggestion when it was about 3 or 4 episodes deep. So go check it out. Yeah, season 3 happening. Next, we're talking about The Orville. This is actually just a quick update from Seth MacFarlane. He has confirmed that he wants to do a fourth season for The Orville, but considering that Hulu is owned by Disney. Disney is in crazy amounts of flux right now. He's uncertain if they will actually get a renewal for a fourth season. They have not been canceled at the moment, but they have not been renewed yet either, which is crazy because season 3 was so good. So I'm just, you know, let's raise the profile of the Hulu show, The Orville, because everyone should watch it, especially if you are a science fiction fan or a Star Trek fan or just a nerdy person in general. Regardless of whether or not you agree with Seth MacFarlane's personal politics, this series is fantastic. You should watch it. We're going to get more in depth in that in just a second. But yeah, that is The Orville. Next, we're talking about Willow. We talked previously, I think we talked about it in the live show, that Willow has been canceled after the first season. Well, Jonathan, where'd my notes go? Jonathan Kasdan, the showrunner for the show, has come out and said, actually, Tales of Our Demise are premature. But there's a little bit of an issue with the statement. So in his statement, he basically said what we were talking about with the Mindhunter series over on Netflix. Mindhunter released their actors after season 2 was done, released their actors from their contracts so that they could get work. Presumably, eventually, they would be coming back to do a third season. And then that got shut down pretty dang quick. So what Kasdan is saying is basically the same thing, is we weren't sure when we were going to get to make a second season, so we let everybody out of their contracts so that they could get other work, because if they're just waiting for us, they're not making money. And we are going to be returning for volume 2 is what he's referring to it as. And in his statement, he also made reference to the fact that there is going to be an option for a volume 3 for the Willow series as well. Still haven't been able to bring myself to watch Willow just yet, so don't know personally if I'm okay with a volume 2 happening, though it seems Kasdan is really putting it out there that they're going to be pushing forward with this. We have experience with such issues though, and previous experience does not bode well for this series if they've let all of the actors out of their contracts. It could turn around. It could happen that we get a second season for this. I'm not holding my breath though, and either should you. So that's what we have for our follow-up section. We do have one trailer to talk about this week. Sweet Tooth Season 2 finally got a trailer. If you didn't watch the first season, now would be a good time to catch up on Sweet Tooth. I know I am going to be very likely be doing that over the course of the next week or so. So season 2 looks great. I know a little bit about the story of season 1, and it looks like season 2 is picking up pretty much straight off. Jeff Lemire does great work. I'm very excited to watch this. You should be too. Let's move on. There is no regular S news. So, suggestions for TV streaming. The suggestion, you probably guessed it, The Orville. Go watch all 3 seasons on Hulu. This show is absolutely worth your time. Season 1 is a little goofy, trying to find, you know, exactly the voice of what McFarlane wanted to do with it. Season 2 finally finds the voice, and season 3 picks it up and runs with it. This show is so good. If you are a Star Trek fan, if you are a science fiction fan, if you are just a nerdy person who really likes good quality programming, this show absolutely deserves to be watched. Go check out The Orville. Movies, baby! We got movies to talk about! We have some follow-ups. We got Rebel Moon and Star Wars in the follow-ups. Pretty big Star Wars thing going on in the movies. Then we have Gears of War also in follow-ups, and The Legend of the White Dragon. You're gonna want to stick around for this because it's actually really, really cool. And then we've got other things going on in the other subsections, but really, this is all about the follow-ups, so let's get into that. Follow-ups for movies. We have Rebel Moon. Rebel Moon, Zack Snyder has confirmed that this is not just going to be a moon. That ain't no moon, at least not just a moon. It is going to be a universe. There is comic books planned. There are video games planned. This just might out Star Wars Star Wars. I know I'm not the first person that's said that, but there is... The big issue when anyone tries to do what Snyder is trying to do is proper integration, because a lot of the people who are going to watch the movie, and because it's on Netflix, that's a whole lot of people who wouldn't have otherwise gone to the theater. Because it's streaming, it's easier. You're going to have a lot of people watch the movie. There's also potential plans for a number of series, not the least of which at least one animated series he's alluded to as well. So very likely you'll get people who watch the movie. And then if another movie happens, they'll watch the next movie, but they're not going to do any of the filler stuff. So the big thing is, how do you push people to watch the series that's associated with it? How do you push people to read the comic book that's planned? How do you push people to play the game that's planned? It's going to be an RPG. He said it very explicitly. It's going to be an RPG that the developers he's talking to, he did not say specifically what development house he's going to for the development of the game, but whoever it is has said that there is going to be a lot of development time included in this, because it's going to be huge. So, a huge game, lots of development. The movie comes out soon-ish. I didn't put down the exact date because I take amazing notes, all right? So, the movie's coming out soon-ish. Again, going to be on Netflix, so it's probably going to get a fair amount of people watching it. I would venture we will get at least 2 movies in the Rebel Moon universe, maybe even 1 series out of this. But beyond that is a giant, giant gamble, because again, how do you get people to want to do the filler stuff? And how do you also make the big tentpole pieces big enough that people understand the story still, even if they didn't fill in with the series and games and such? So, very big order on Zack Snyder's plate, but he seems up for the task. As more comes out about this, we will be talking about it, but that's just huge. Let's move on. Next in follow-ups, we have the Star Wars piece that I talked about at the beginning of the section. Damon Lindelof, all but secret Star Wars movie he was working on now has been called into question. His future with the franchise seems to be non-existent. Everyone is reporting that he has officially left. Again, because this is based on the rumored existence of this movie, we cannot confirm 100% that he has gone. But he made statements that have alluded to such things in the very near past, or the very recent past, rather. So, yeah, Star Wars Celebration happens in April. It's in the UK. We will know a whole lot more about a lot of situations once that happens, so stay tuned for that. Next, Good Burger. This is a confirmation of rumor. Good Burger 2 is officially happening. I saw one outlet say, the surprise... the surprise existence of a sequel to Good Burger. It's not really a surprise. The rumor mill has been churning with this one for some time. So Good Burger 2 is happening. Production is set to begin in May, and the movie potentially could be released sometime this year, sometime 2023, because probably a relatively low budget, not a whole lot of post is going to be needed for a silly teen comedy or a follow-up to a silly teen comedy. Don't know exactly the content of this movie, but Keenan and Kel both are going to be returning for it. It's going to be awesome. We're actually going to revisit that in a second in the regular ass news. But next we have an update on the Gears of War universe that's also going to be existing in the Netflix sphere of streaming. So John Spates, I believe is how you say that name, who is currently writing Dune 2, who was part of the writing team that gave us Dune 1, also works with Denis Villeneuve, and that's noteworthy in and of itself. He has been brought in to write the first movie of the Gears of War series, because we do know that Netflix plans on doing at least a number of movies for this, if not even an actual series as well. So yeah, pretty excited about that. John Spates, if his credits are anything to go on, and hopefully they are, Dune is part of his oeuvre of projects, and one of the best movies to come out in the last 5-6 years. Maybe not saying much. One of the best movies to come out in 10-12 years. We'll say that, because COVID kind of throws a wrench in things. So yeah, definitely excited about that. We have more. I told you it's going to all be mostly about follow-ups. We have more follow-ups. Next up is Gladiator 2. This is a casting announcement. Previously, we've reported that Gladiator 2 is actually happening. Russell Crowe is not going to be involved in the project. That's not the new piece. The new piece is Barry Keoghan. Barry Keoghan, who played the Joker in The Batman and has done a number of... He was in The Eternals, though nobody cares about that. He has been cast in the movie as Emperor Geeta. I think it's Geeta, who was a real emperor, but it is going to be a fictional story. So yeah, that's our real quick update there. And then the other one that I'm kind of super excited about is The Legend of the White Dragon. Jason David Frank's final movie is going to be released posthumously. And the big update here is that they are, in fact, getting a theatrical release for this. So this is done by Bat in the Sun. Bat in the Sun is a YouTube channel. They do great stuff. They do the Superpower Beatdown, where fans get to vote on, you know, Wolverine versus the Predator. Who's going to win? And then they, like, make the thing happen. They film a live-action version of that. It's great. I love it. So I kind of should have put that in the whatever. Either way, the White Dragon movie, Jason David Frank's final movie, because it was this movie that he was filming when tragically he took his own life. This movie is going to be getting a theatrical release. It sounds like it is going to be a relatively limited release in theaters. Think a la Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, so on and so forth. That's gonna happen though, and I'm super stoked for it. There is no proper release date for this movie, nor any announcement as to where it is going to go once it does finalize, once they're done with it and they, you know, release it. So after it's in theaters, is it just going to go up on their YouTube channel? Is it going to get picked up by maybe a Netflix or something? All of that very much remains to be seen, though we do know that it is they're shooting for a fall window of release. So as we get more details, we would definitely be covering this one. Oh, and Jason David Frank, for those that maybe know the name but don't know why, he was the Green Ranger in the OG Power Rangers in the States, and then has done a number of other things, but that's kind of the big one. Green Ranger, then turned into the White Ranger, then came back as a Red Ranger at one point, I believe. But yeah, Jason David Frank has, and he was in a couple of Superpower Beatdowns. He played the White Ranger in White Ranger versus Scorpion, where I totally disagree with the outcome of that one. But anyway, yeah, that's awesome. Let's move to trailers. We got a new trailer from Netflix, new adorable kids movie called Chupa. Oh boy, April 7th is the release date for this one. It looks really cute, but wow, what an unfortunate title. If you speak Spanish, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, Chupa? Really? Chupa? Like, Chupacabra, that's what you're trying to go for. Just name it Chupacabra, because the implication of the shortened version is not what you wanted it to be. Let's move on, though. Let's get into some regular-ass news. We got a couple of new, couple of new movie announcements, kind of. First one is a legitimate announcement. It's called Dear Santa. It's going to be starring Jack Black. The Farrelly brothers are going to be producing the movie, writing, directing the movie. Jack Black is presumably going to be playing... Jack Black is going to be playing the devil who accidentally receives a letter intended for Santa, because the kid doesn't know how to spell Santa, so he spells Satan, and it gets sent to Jack Black's devil. And the hilarity ensues. I don't know what the tone of this that they're going for. Is it going to be like a comedy horror? Definitely going to be comedy of some sort, because Jack Black. But is it going to be like family comedy? Being as he's the devil, it seems less likely to me, but who knows with Netflix anymore. But honestly, I don't think this is a Netflix movie, so I don't know why I just said that. But either way, last time these guys got together, they brought us Shallow Hal, so... yeah, I'm assuming something along those lines. But the other piece of regular-ass news we got is, speaking of Kenan and Kel and Good Burger, Mystery Men 2. Kel Mitchell and Ben Stiller. Kel Mitchell and Hank Azaria are going to Ben Stiller to pitch a Mystery Men 2. Ben Stiller is not generally one to do sequels, and for good reason. Go watch Zoolander 2 and you'll see what I'm talking about. So it better be a good pitch, but it's just, we're putting that out in the ether because I think that would be a fun movie to get a sequel. This goes in line with the proposed sequel that we talked about previously for Dodgeball, which is another movie that people are trying to get Ben Stiller to make sequel to. And he's just pretty resistant to the idea these days. Again, go watch Zoolander 2 to know why. That's what we got for regular-ass news. So, let's talk movie suggestions for the week. Mortal Kombat 1995, the OG gaming, good gaming movie. The reason why people still hold out hope that potentially you can make a quality gaming adaptation is the 1995 Mortal Kombat movie. I remember this was honestly the first movie I ever personally saw multiple times in the theater. Pretty awesome. It's a little weird because it's based on a very mature rated game and there's very little, if any, blood in the movie, but still, the reason why people keep trying to make video game adaptations into movies is this one right here, because it was the first glimmer of hope that this is a possibility. And totally forget about the follow-up movie Annihilation, because it's not worth anybody's time unless you are a dyed-in-the-wool Mortal Kombat fan. But yeah, go watch 95 for sure. And that brings us to the rumor mill. In the rumor mill, Batman 2, Blade, Gattaca, things. Let's talk about them, shall we? So first up is the second biggest. We're gonna save the biggest one for the end. But the second biggest is Batman 2. We have rumor that Paul Dano and Colin Farrell are both going to be reprising their roles from the first movie as the Penguin and the Riddler. Riddler and Penguin, respectively. This one comes from a pretty weak source. I'm gonna put this right at about 50%, because we know that Colin Farrell is returning to the character of the Penguin because he's doing the Penguin series. So it would be a minor inclusion. It would be a minor ask to include him also in the Batman 2, but the Paul Dano piece is kind of why this one doesn't really get much over halfway there, because I don't know, that just seems like a taller order, if you will. Next, we're talking about Blade. It is being reported that now the issues with the script have axed Kit Harington from the movie. Kit Harington's Black Knight, I believe, is who he's playing. Dane Whitman has been cut from the movie in spite of being set up in the end of The Eternals. Honestly, so far, we have everything that has been reported on Blade has effectively come to fruition. There's no way to confirm that Mahershala Ali being the reason why the script wasn't good enough is 100% the thing, but we know that the script wasn't good enough because they pushed production back by a lot. So it's kind of six one way, half a dozen the other. It's very likely that that's the situation, especially because so many insiders are reporting the exact same thing. So because this one does come from a couple of pretty good sources, we're putting this one right up to about 70% likely that we will not actually be seeing Kit Harington in the Blade movie. Moving on next, we have a Gattaca rumor. So series in the works for Showtime set a generation after the film. Gattaca was a fantastic science fiction movie, a almost cyberpunk-y delivery of a science fiction story, in that the time frame would have been similar to a cyberpunk story, though very low on the cyberpunk elements. Still, a good quality movie. Setting it a generation later means you don't have to use any of the original actors, which is a little silly that you would do that, because kind of was like pivotal on who was in it, but you know, whatever. Likelihood that we're getting a series on Showtime. This not a great source, just seems kind of out of the blue. I don't think Gattaca is really doing great numbers in streaming. I've watched it probably twice since it hit streaming, but I'm also kind of a unique case when it comes to stuff like that. So I just don't see it. We're going to put this a little bit less than halfway. We're going to say about 40% likely that Gattaca will be getting a series on Showtime. Next, we're talking about Mephisto. This is the big one. Mephisto, the Disney Plus special, is reportedly filming currently. This is the new practice for Disney Plus going forward is reportedly going to be that they're going to be filming multiple projects at the same time, especially if those projects are related in any way. So because they are currently in production on Agatha, I think that's kind of assumed, the Mephisto thing is being filmed at the same time. It is going to be a Disney Plus special event, much like the Werewolf by Midnight situation was. Sacha Baron Cohen is going to be coming in as Mephisto, which is a whole slew of potential issues in and of itself. I think this is smart on Disney's part, if this is to be believed, if this is actually the way that they're going with their productions from now on. So we're going to put this one a little bit over halfway there, because it makes sense. Not the greatest source, but it makes sense. We're going to say about 60% likelihood that they are actually in production right now on Mephisto. And that, Nerdy Legion, brings us to the end. Thank you for joining me. If you want to go deeper into comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com. See all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the news, join me on my personal YouTube channel at Generally Nerdy. You can see all of the nerdy things that happen, and not just from these three sections. And we'll do the thing. Thank you very much, nerds, for joining me. We will see you next time.